Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of NAFQ's annual conference here in Long Beach, California, aptly named Engage 2023. And here in the studio lounge, we have the team from DD Myers. DD Myers. I'm thinking of your name and then
you
the company name. DD Myers from DDJ Myers. DD, how are you again?
I'm good. Good to see you, Mike.
I'm good to see you as well. And then, oh my gosh, I apologize. Ralph Kimbrough from DDJ Myers as well. Ralph, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
A fantastic conference.
Good, yes. This is a good one to come to, for sure. Yeah, lots of great content here, lots of great speakers, and the networking. I mean, they named it Engage for a reason, because everyone's super engaged here, for sure. So, we're talking about talent acquisition and retention today, because that's kind of your wheelhouse, Ralph. So we're going to talk about that, and that's a really hot topic in our industry today, obviously. So, Didi, you wanted to start out with kind of a survey that you guys, we were talking before the recording, about building a stronger bench, if you will, and then Ralph, we can talk about the talent acquisition and what's going on in Silicon Valley and all that type of stuff, because that's kind of where you came from, I just found out. So interesting stuff here. So Didi, you want to start out with the...
Real briefly, we always do a lot of research, as you know, Mike,
yep.
What we're hearing across the industry is one of the three biggest concerns of organizational leadership is that bench strength.
Yep.
You know, that piece that reports right up to the C-suite, let's say that. The things that are missing are critical thinking, strategic thinking, and just how to lead.
Mm-hmm.
How to lead. So we're not learning that in school these days.
Nope.
So it's our job in organizations to find people who we think have grit and have commitment, you know, have a baseline of education, and they'll come in and we help shape them to what we want. In the meantime, what's going on, the C-suite's getting compressed because they need to be the strategic leaders, yet they have to do a lot of operational work right now because the mid-level's not ready for it. So there's a lot of compression there, a lot of extra hours, long hours, very stressful, and a lot of anxiety there.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is look at how can we help organizations strengthen that middle level bench strength.
Which is so important. I mean, you go back to like a sports term, and they say, hey, we have a strong bench, we got a strong backup crew, that type of stuff. So, and that's what makes your team that much stronger. So the same thing in the workplace, right? So if you have a strong bench, they can back you up, and then they move up to the starting grid, if you will. So
got
yeah.
It.
Yeah. All right. I see how it works now, Didi. All right. Thank you for the education once again. All right. So Ralph, let's talk about talent acquisition and retention and why it's such a huge topic in our industry right now and what's going on out there, especially looking at, because we talked about before again the recording about the layoffs that have been happening in Silicon Valley and other areas, and oh my gosh, there's so much great talent out there. So give me a quick overview on what you're seeing out there for credit unions. It sounds like there's lots of opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the buzzword of the year and definitely the conference is unprecedented. And I'd say that right now there's an unprecedented amount of talent that's available on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Talent that comes from tech, talent that comes from broader finance. And I think there's a really unique opportunity for credit unions to seize that. But in order to do so, you have to have the appropriate onboarding plan to bring someone in from a different culture, right?
Yep.
So you have to be able to set your culture up for a way where you can bring in outside talent, you can get them to see the mission, vision, values that you have. And, you know, just like Didi was saying, if you can integrate that into your mid-level management plan, I think there's an opportunity for credit unions to get stronger.
Oh, completely. Do you guys have any advice on kind of onboarding these folks? Because they have a whole different set of expectations when coming into a workplace, because they've been used to, I didn't want to go into what they've been used to, but it's very different from what I guess maybe a normal workplace would be. And coming into a credit union, like you said, Ralph, it's a mission-driven arena. So what advice do you have for folks coming in?
Mission-driven, and we have to deliver, right? We have to perform and fulfill on expectations. What we're suggesting is, and working with our clients on, is let's look at that CHR role. Right, historically it's been very operational, right? Onboarding, payroll, salary, employee assistance. We really need to focus on learning and development.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get that, so we're asking organizations like, let's ramp that up, let's get more learning and development into the organization and continuous learning. Our Emerging Leader Program focuses on the critical thinking, strategic thinking, so that's helping as well. But we can't just do a one and done at Mike. we have to continually provide education and learning opportunities to our employees. Mm-hmm. We just need to be continuous about that. And credit unions that I see that are ramping up that CHRO role or people role, people officer role, mm-hmm. are, you know, their financials are going up and the people's engagement scores are going up and they're getting the work done.
Right on.
Yeah. What do you think, Ralph?
Yeah.
You know, the thing that really, you know, spoke to me coming to the credit union industry was the empathy and the passion for the members. Mm-hmm. And hearing the member stories that are shared, that have been shared through the Engage conference, mm-hmm. I think that resonates with people, you know, at a human level. And I think that's a huge opportunity to, again, to attract people to credit unions as an industry and see who you're serving and why you're serving them.
Right. And isn't that, because I've read studies that empathy really resonates with the younger generation. Not that it resonates with everybody, obviously, but coming into a workplace, I've heard that empathy is a really big deal for the younger generation. So that's another opportunity for credit unions to get younger, right? Is that kind of what you guys are seeing as well?
Or?
Definitely seeing that.
Yeah.
Cool. And Ralph, I want to talk about, you're talking about a talent-rich macro environment. Tell me, what exactly does that mean and how does it affect credit unions?
Yeah, so again, you know, we're dealing with, again, unprecedented amount of talent that's been laid off that are going through, you know, reductions in force mm-hmm. at these broader companies, mm-hmm. and they're looking for their next opportunity. And a lot of these individuals, they believe in strong brands. You know, they come from the big tech firms, they come from the big financial firms, and they're looking like, hey, where can I take my talent and still believe in a North Star? Mm-hmm. And I think that credit unions have one of the biggest North Stars out there, again, catering to their members, being member obsessed, if you will.
Yeah.
And if we can tap into that and tell those stories, we can bring so much talent into the organization that is tech focused and when use that to, you know, strengthen the credit union industry as a whole.
Okay, Ralph, I think you've coined a new term for our industry, member obsessed. I think we need to keep that one for sure. Tell me about how, okay, bringing them in is one thing, but keeping these folks is a whole other game here. So share with me, how do we, since you came from that environment, the Silicon Valley environment, how do we keep these folks? How do we keep these talent, super talented people?
And just speaking from my personal experience, you know, what brought me, you know, to Dee Dee Myers is just her deep relationships in the industry. Mm-hmm. The fact that she has, you know, spent her life and dedicated it to strengthening credit unions and her sharing her why.
Yeah.
And I think everyone can resonate with that. When you have a strong why, you know, it can, you know, level the playing field with everything else.
Yeah.
You know, compensation, you know, all of those things are important, but purpose matters over everything. Purpose trumps compensation.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have a strong purpose and you can articulate that, you can share those stories, I think you'll be able to get a lot of people to lean in.
Yeah, well, it gives your career a deeper meaning.
Absolutely.
You know, rather than just collecting a paycheck and you know, going to happy hour on Friday. So, yeah, so, I mean, there's way more to life than that. Exactly.
Not anymore.
Been there, done that. Yeah, that's in the back seat. So, let's move forward. So, what is some of your advice as well, Dee Dee, on retaining these folks?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the younger generation coming out of school and going into the workforce.
Okay.
They're, from my perspective, they're hungry to learn, and they're looking at companies that have strong social responsibility. Right, actions, not just on the website, but they'll go and look at what are they actually doing.
Yeah.
So what they're doing in the community is that aligning with what's on the website.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we're finding out is they are very social workers. So have an environment, yes, give them their desks and their cubicle space, but have social tables they can go and sit at and work with each other on projects.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're liking. They don't want to work from home all the time. They don't.
Well, you got to get out. Come on.
They don't. So what I'm seeing, especially with our interns, because we're intern heavy, we hire a lot of interns, is they'll come in, they want to come in 2 or 3 days a week and work. And then they'll have 1 or 2 days at home.
Okay.
But they don't want to be there 5 days a week with their screen.
Yeah.
So
maybe
we change our work environment and create the space for that.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You leave college to get away from home, right?
Exactly.
I mean, or else you just do college at home, you know, as well. I would just add to that, rotational programs are so key.
What do you mean by rotational programs?
The ability to, you know, circle between different business units, you know, almost like electives, right?
Three
months as a teller.
Oh,
three
okay. Yeah.
As a banker.
Oh, I like
three
that,
months, you know, shadowing an executive to get this collective experience that then you can translate to, hey, I have the full perspective of what our company does.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to take my talents and I think I'm best fit in that
role. Exactly. So
just, again, if you can make it more like the collegiate experience, you have a huge opportunity to bring in talent and say, hey, I want to be here, you know, long term because I can see all the roles. I can see my future. and it's really exciting.
Well, that's that helps with the critical thinking.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm also thinking that's a career builder as well, because you see, you know how this place is run. So you know all the different facets of it, and you find your best fit. But at the same time, you know how lending works. You know how operations, you know how tech works and HR, all that type of stuff. So you know the run of the place. So
That's how my career got started.
Yeah,
I worked for Texas Instruments. Started in Boston, and then they moved me to Dallas, and they rotated me every 3 months. And then I loved it.
Yeah, it's quite a variety going there for sure. All right, guys. Well, anything else to add? I know we could talk about this for another two hours because it's such a hot topic in our industry, and not only credit unions are looking for top talent. I mean, almost every industry is looking for top talent. So there's a big war for talent, if you will, out there. A lot of competition.
Real. It's real right now. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Anything else to add? Any final thoughts on this one?
Yeah. And we could do another session on that. But the piece that we need to be looking at is for our C-suite is spending about 50% of their time with people.
Okay.
Especially people who are remote. We've got to build up that connection to help them feel like they're wanted and we're listening to them. Okay. So we're seeing a shift in how C-suite people spend their time as well.
Indeed. Ralph? Yeah.
Storytelling. You have to tell the stories of your employees that are advancing through the company, that are rotating, that are having those great experiences. Yeah. You have to share those stories with people.
Yeah, no doubt. Story is what makes the world go round.
That's right.
For sure, in any capacity. So yeah, good stuff, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
Well, you go out there, enjoy the conference, and do some good in this world like you already are, and we'll look forward to the next conversation.
All right. Pleasure. Thank
well
you.
Done. There they are, a dynamic duo from DDJ Myers. Go
Thank
check
you.
Them out.
Get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.